From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia's President Vladimir Putin cruised to another six-year term following Sunday's election that will make him the country's longest-serving leader, behind only Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin.
Mr. Putin thanked cheering supporters at a rally near the Kremlin. Later, he said it's a vindication of what has been accomplished, speaking of the trust of the Russian people and their hopes for what will be done.
The Russian leader polled about 76% of votes cast, with nearly early indications of more than 60% of eligible voters turning out, a goal the Putin campaign had hoped to surpass, said analyst Mark Italy of the University of Melbourne.
I think it indicates that the support is less than the Kremlin would want to, right? So there are many people who are probably simply apathetic because they feel that their votes don't really matter because Putin will win anyway. Opposition has actively boycotted the elections.
None of the seven other candidates polled higher than 13%. Meanwhile, members of the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons are to arrive in Britain Monday to collect samples of the nerve agent used to poison former Russian double agent Sergei Skripal. Mr. Putin Sunday called accusations of Russian complicity rubbish. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, an estimated 60,000 people now have fled ethnic violence in the country's northeast Ituri province this year, with about half seeking refuge in Bunia, the others escaping to Uganda. The recurring violence over land between the cattle-herding Hima and Lendu farming communities has left at least 130 dead since December. This is VOA News.